The sermon text is, our thoughts are based on the Ezekiel reading, Ezekiel chapter 34. I reread verse 13 to start. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel by the ravines and in all the inhabited places of the country. And the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Are we there yet, Dad? Can we stop soon? Do we have to drive this late? Watch out, there's a cow in the middle of the road. Wow, it's slippery. How many adventures or mishaps or just sometimes annoyances happen on our various journeys that we have? I'm sure you all have stories, one thing or another. In South Dakota, where I was a pastor for a couple years at a small town congregation, there's one farm you always had to be careful by at night. Watch for the eyes out on the road because his cows always got out. You had to watch out depending on where you are, depending what was happening. God is leading us on this journey. He is in charge of it. He says in this passage in Ezekiel, he talks of himself as the shepherd who takes care of his sheep, who gathers them from all over the place, all sorts of countries and conditions. He is doing it. He is gathering. By his strength, his Holy Spirit, his word, he is gathering. One of the temptations that we often face personally or as a church body or a congregation, but Christians, is that, oh, all these other things are in control. No. God is in control of his people. He truly is. And sometimes we say, is it over yet? Does it have to be this bad? Can we stop? We say all kinds of things like that, but it's his journey. He's in charge. Verse 16, I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. God converts and gives faith in Jesus. God strengthens in the name of Jesus. The journey that we are on as Christians in this life, the journey cannot be made except in the power of God, except in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, where two or three gather in my name, there I am. His very presence is with us all the time. And this helps us, this reminds us that this is his journey, he's leading us. And despite this or this happening or this not happening, he's a shepherd. He knows what he's doing. I've shared it. Deathbeds on beds of ill people. Several of our members, I remember specific conversations this past year. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He's taking us through, and he gives us what we need. And also in that Psalm 23, yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil, for his rod and his staff, they comfort me. He is protecting us, and even the Old Testament, and Jesus himself says, you will have troubles in this life, but he's not left us. He hasn't abandoned us. Much less, he's trying to gather in the weak, and he's trying to gather in the hurting, and bring them in and make sure they get to the good pastures. So we trust in Jesus. And so we call others to trust in Jesus. Whatever we do, it is the name and power and grace of Jesus Christ that will truly draw people. Whatever we do, we want to do not that we would have glory or a name, but that people would get to know Jesus a little bit more through us, or maybe even a lot through us by witnessing or sharing God's word. Whatever we do as Christians is to point the people to know Jesus and to trust in Jesus, because that's who they need. Sometimes we're quite, individually, we're quite strong, or sometimes we're weak. We go up and down. But Jesus is always there. It's his journey. And the people who are weak and need, notice it says there, I will seek the lost. I will bring back the strayed. I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak. People need God's power and his forgiveness in their life. We can be witnesses, we can point people to Jesus, but we remember what they need is to pray to Christ. What they need is the word about Jesus, a witness to him. They don't need me and you so much. They need Christ. But Christ uses us. He is a shepherd. At the end of that reading, I think and I hope you realize how powerful it is in the scriptures when it says, and I am the Lord, I have spoken. What did happen when God said, let there be light? There was light. What God says happens. Absolutely. And so God forgives people in Jesus Christ. They are forgiven. When God calls a person, it is because God has called that person to faith. Not because of you or me, but God has called a person to faith by the power of his word. And it is certain. And we Christians should look at passages like that and just feel free and relaxed no matter whatever else is going on. And we can be tense. I'm not saying we're not tense sometimes or worried, yes. But when we hear this, I, the Lord, have spoken. Done. Finish. He's going to take care of it. He's going to take care of it. And this is a promise in the Old Testament talking about God, and then we know that Jesus called himself, I am the Good Shepherd. It's about Jesus, the Son of God, true man and truly God, who did this and does this. This is the last Sunday in the church year. To the regular secular calendar, 2020 isn't over. For us, could say it's over, or say it's not over, whatever you think. But God carries us through year after year after year. He has spoken. He will deliver his people. What did Jesus say on the cross? It is finished. His victory is sure and certain. He has taken us through this year, this church year. Next week, we begin preparing for Christmas. He'll take us to the next year and the next one. Until we're in God's country, which when I was growing up, they said was Wisconsin. But it's better in Wisconsin, it's better in Ohio. It's all the best of every good thing, all put together, and more than that. He wants us there. He has spoken. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, you have sent your Son, Jesus, in the flesh as a real human being to be our shepherd, not only guiding and teaching us, but dying and rising for us. Give us faith and hope. Help us to know how to spread the name of Jesus in our family, in our neighbors, at work, school, wherever we're at. Give us calm and peace in the name of Jesus. Help us to not trust in our own efforts. We want to obey you. We want to love others, which we will. But help us not trust in these, but trust in you and have confidence in you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The congregation